Chapter 2. The coach jounced and jostled more than a small ship on the high seas. Harder, too. Valerie grimaced as it crashed over another bump and gingerly raised a hand to her head. Her discomfort did not go unnoticed. "Are you ill? You look quite pale," the old woman across from her asked with feigned sympathy. Valerie's eyes snapped to her aunt. "If I am looking ill, it is because every part of my scalp is on fire." The woman had swept her hair up in a towering coiffure and piled it on her head. "And by the way, I am not foolish enough to think that ladies go through that kind of pain every time they put their hair up. So if you try another trick like that, I'll have you whipped. And keep your mouth shut while we're in this meeting. The last thing I need is for this Worcester fellow to figure out you are an old prostitute." Meg stiffened, then coloured at the insult. Valerie felt a moment's regret, but it was brief. She had too many worries and too little time to be overly concerned with anyone's hurt feelings. Her entire crew, and now this woman, were dependent on her for both a home and a new way of life. She was feeling the strain. And it hadn't helped that the woman had pulled her hair awfully as she tugged it into shape. "My apologies, my dear," Aunt Meg said haughtily, sounding every inch a noble as the coach finally came to a lurching halt. "I shall endeavour to remain silent while at this appointment, should it please you. However, I have lived the good life so long, one can never be sure of not meeting a previous patron. Let us hope this lawyer of yours is not one of them." Valerie's eyes widened in horror at the possibility, and her aunt smiled back with a quiet malice. Further conversation was cut off as One Eye opened the door of the coach. "Damn," Valerie cursed under her breath as Meg exited, then moved quickly to follow the woman, intent on catching her and shoving her back into the coach. She was not willing to risk Worcester's recognizing her. Surely it was doubtful that he had ever solicited her favors, but one never knew. Unfortunately, in her sudden panic to catch the woman, Valerie used more speed than care in disembarking, and she managed to trance on.